Nearly three-quarters of the public drinking water supplies in the United States have fluoride added to help prevent tooth decay. Sonoma County is part of the minority that does not, and that's something that Dr. Lynn Silva-Chalfin, the new county public health officer, wants to change.
Here in Sonoma County, unfortunately, we still have a lot of kids with bad teeth. That's a real problem for our county. 67% of lower-income county kids have had tooth decay. 21% of them have had untreated tooth decay, and many of them have urgent dental problems like abscesses that need to be treated, and that's just unacceptable. And most of it's preventable through fluoridation.
This is an approach that has been shown to be effective over several generations, she adds.
72% of the U.S. water supply is fluoridated. Most of California is now fluoridated. There has been really no harm from fluoridation, and the number of children with caries has gone down tremendously. 12-year-olds used to have about 4 bad teeth in the 1960s, and that's down to 1.3 nationally by 1994. So there's been a tremendous decline in rotting teeth in kids, largely as a result of fluoridation.
Already, the county is working in partnership with the California Dental Foundation to assess the costs and processes that would be necessary to add fluoride to the water supply from the Sonoma County Water Agency, the main source of drinking water for Sonoma and much of Marin County. It's not cheap to get started, Silva-Chalfin notes.
It's expensive. It's a lot cheaper than filling all those teeth. Water fluoridation has been found to be one of the most cost-effective public health measures that exist, which is why people have been making the investment. The cost is usually a one-time investment to create the fluoridation system, and then there's just a small maintenance cost every year to keep putting the fluoride in.
Already, the idea of fluoridating local water supplies has aroused suspicion and opposition from a few people. It could become a hot political topic if the county chooses to pursue it, much in the same way that childhood vaccinations required of public school students have been met with pockets of parental resistance. Dr. Silva-Chalfin is aware of these concerns, but believes that scientific data carries more weight.
Public health tries to be based on science and what we know and the best information we have available. Fluoridation, like vaccination, have been well and extensively proven to be safe, to be effective, to prevent disease, and not to generate other severe health consequences. Vaccination is a blessing to society. It's what's prevented polio. It's what's prevented thousands of deaths from measles. I worked with a fellow professor at a university years ago who was a homeopathic physician, and she opted not to vaccinate her children out of similar concerns to what some members of the community have. And her daughter was hospitalized with diphtheria and almost died. Vaccination works.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.